From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's the music of Theo and Brenna.
Another sunrise without you here, and I am sure you're fine, it's clear you move on like a storm. That I don't fear a storm that makes me sleep well when it's near. And like the rain on my roof as I'm laying in my bed, something keeps on pounding in my head. Do you always leave a broken heart behind you when you go? In the moment that I realized, did you already know that love for you is nothing more than to say no? Do you always leave a broken heart behind you when you go? I miss your smile on the long days. So much more than that, I miss the way you were. It's abstract, but to me it's real. I never felt the way you made me feel. I like a wonder of the world that I'm never gonna see. I know you're out there somewhere without me. Do you always leave a broken heart behind you when you go? In the moment that I realized, did you already know that love for you is nothing more than reason to say no? Do you always leave a broken heart behind you when you go? It's been long enough to wish you the best. I hope you find a love that stands the test of time. Meanwhile, I'm gonna be alone, wishing for the love that I had known. And I'll be a man, I'll get over you, but I still can't help asking if you knew that you always leave a broken heart behind you when you go. In the moment that I realize that you already know that nothing more than a reason to say no. Do you always leave a broken heart behind you when you go?
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 680th live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Theo and Brenna McMillan. They are originally from Winchester, Kentucky. You will hear the sounds of bluegrass, old country, and their roots-influenced original material. Please welcome Theo and Brenna to the Red Barn stage.
Well, I wish I was the wind, blowing clouds across the sky, moving on the tops of mountains. I kiss away the tears you cry.
To the ground, bringing love to where I landed with peaceful healing sound.
Now ask of you, my love, if it's me you're dreaming of, close your eyes and whisper a prayer that God would breathe upon us there. The wind and rain, and my love for you is true.
Bringing love seeds of longing,
it was in the rain it grew. I'll ask of you, my love, it's me you're dreaming of. Close your eyes and whisper a prayer that God would breathe upon us of you, my love, if it's me you're dreaming of, close your eyes and whisper a prayer that God would breathe upon us there.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Hey, thanks, Renee. Tonight we are with Theo and Brenna. It's great to have you all here and really enjoying your music. And you've been here before.
I have.
Yeah,
have
this you? Is my first time.
This is his first time.
This is your first time.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Brenna, maybe before I forget, could you tell us more about that sort of circumstance that had you standing before
the frog?
Her wonderful... No, I was thinking more along the lines of Emmylou.
Emmylou. I got a text. It was kind of like, you know, a... behind the door kind of a text that, hey, Emmylou's going to be at this one place tonight, you know, so you better make it out there.
Oh, down in Nashville.
Yeah, down in Nashville.
Gotcha. Right.
And so I made it on down there, and I was all excited, and we tried to dance as close to the stage as we could so that we could just stare at – it was her and Vince Gill down there. So we stared at them a lot then instead of really focusing on dance moves.
Like everybody who was there, if there were girls or guys, were just trying to couple dances – close to the stage,
close
as,
to the
possible.
Stage as possible. Yeah, because there was lots of people in there. I guess a lot of people got that backdoor text there. So she got off the stage and she was walking, and then I kind of like stepped forward, like, hi. And then, but I didn't really say anything. And so she stopped, and then we just kind of were standing there. Anyway, maybe one day I'll get to meet her and tell her that hilarious story, you know, when I was a local unknown celebrity. It was a good moment. I'll cherish that.
So you've been an Emmylou fan for a long time, or?
Well, a longish time. I got this Will the Circle Be Unbroken volume that really made me fall in love with her. I know that's could have been in love with her before that, but I wasn't. I just liked her. After that record, I was commuting back and forth to school at Berea College for my last year, and I wore that thing out. And she has two or three songs on there with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and so forth that I was just... Now we have to do some of those in the band because I was like, well, we have to do these.
Me and my best friend Lillian and her coon tick hound dog Gideon. sitting on the front porch, cooling in the shade, singing every song the radio played, waiting for the Alabama sun to go down to redder girls in a redder town, me and Lillian. Just across the line, a little southeast of Meridian. She loved her brother, I remember back when he was fixing up his 49 Indian. Told her little sister, gonna ride the wind up around the moon and back again. Never made it further than Vietnam. I was standing there with her when the telegram come for Lillian. Now he's lying somewhere a million miles from Meridian. There's not much hope for a red dirt girl. Somewhere out there is a great big world. That's where I'm bound. The stars might fall in Alabama. One of these days I'm gonna swing my hammer down away from this red dirt town. I'm gonna make a joyful sound. Cross the line in a little southeast of Meridian. Well, she tried hard to love him, but he never did take. Just another way for the heart to break, so she learned to bend. The thing they don't tell you about the blues when you got them, keep on falling, there ain't no bottom, there ain't no end, not for Lillian. Nobody knows when she started to skid. She was only 27 and she had 5 kids. Could have been the whiskey, could have been the pills, could have been the dream she was trying to kill. There won't be a mention in the news of the world of the life and the death of a red dirt girl named Lillian. She never made it further across the line than Meridian. Still fall in Alabama the night she finally laid that hammer down without a sound in the red dirt ground.
In your materials, it talks about all the siblings. Yep. I had sort of imagined maybe one. And are there 10 others?
10 others besides us.
Okay.
Yes.
Our family adopted from Liberia, West Africa. Over a series of years, we accumulated more adopted children through different circumstances, a passion to do that on my parents' part and on our family's part. We had 4 and 2 more and then 2 more and then 1 girl who was never fully adopted. So we ended up with 12. 9 from West Africa, and then the 3, Brenna, myself, and my oldest brother, who are biological. And that was like from 2007 to 2010.
Okay.
During that time. I'm very grateful that our family was able to do that, and it kind of changed the dynamic of the family. Not kind of, it did change the dynamic of the family in a significant way. I played soccer for 4 years because of that, and I played soccer at Berea College because of that, and, you know, music kind of interwove within that, but it was a pretty wild ride there in high school years. So,
oh yeah, imagine having like 10 teenagers, because we're all what's our youngest sibling is 20 now, and then our oldest is 30. So
yeah,
there was 10 teenagers in the house wreaking havoc.
I was about wreaking socks. I
mean, oh, just there was that too. Reeking. Yeah, the guys' room stunk so bad.
Not as bad as the girls' room.
Uh huh. I hear what you're saying.
I've been waiting to set myself free, but you're always right there in my
Did your dad or mom have another vocation?
Dad's a chemist.
You sort of are too, right?
I mean,
that's your. I mean, that was your study.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, I did chemistry, and now I'm a chemist.
Were you all homeschooled when you were kids?
Yeah, all the way through.
Yeah, a couple sibs went off, and I was horrified that they got to go to public school after I was homeschooled all the way through. But I think the youngest two got to go to school. I always just wanted to play sports, you know, on the more competitive teams, but.
And is there not that opportunity in the homeschooling network?
Not as much. You can play in private leagues, and we did some of that, but they're a little more low-key, just depending.
We were involved in, like, co-ops and things that have sports programs. We don't play against high schools. You don't play against public high schools.
In your family, despite the fact that there were so many of you, that you were all sort of supported with all the different kinds of talents you had, were your parents musicians?
Dad can play the trombone, and he did the marching band stuff when he was in high school. And then mom, she was an opera, a student of opera. Yeah.
Sang a lot in show choir and stuff like that growing up. And we sang in choirs from a young age. Community choirs.
Some homeschool choirs.
Church choirs occasionally. When we were going to a church that had that, we would sing in church choirs as well.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. I will cling to the old rugged cross
incredible musicians that play with us. They're phenomenal, and they shine really bright, and we love to make them shine and like give them great solo sections and good singers too. All of them are great singers, so it's just a different dynamic, and we love both.
Who are some of the players that you routinely play with in Nashville?
Our fiddle player is named Maddie Denton. She's from Murfreesboro, and she's won 14 state championships of fiddle stuff. She was a national champ in 2016.
Yeah.
Then we got Mary Meyer on mandolin. That was a lot of M's right there. She used to be in the Meyer Band, had a family band growing up. And then we have Evan Windsor on bass. He's kind of from a bunch of places. Sometimes he has an English accent. Right. He's also from California, so it gets all confusing.
So he might be faking.
He might be lying. Yeah,
no,
we really
it's
don't
like
know.
When he comes back from England, he's kind of like, oh, and then it goes away. That was my English accent.
I had it on wide open plains and selfish gain. I needed nothing. At least that's the way I felt inside. Damn my foolish pride. And there was something in your eyes that made me lie to myself all this time. Now I wonder, why am I in love again? I tried so hard to hold it all in. What am I afraid of? Here I am, hoping it'll pass just like it has before. So I don't have to pick the pieces of my heart up. There is only one thing left to do. Tell you I'm in love. Trying to pretend that I am not in love again. Living in a new world, no boundaries, no limits to my dreams. Broken like a thief one night, and you broke something in me, and it kinda set me free. Maybe something in your eyes that made a spark ignite in my life. Now I wonder, why am I in love again? I tried so hard to hold it all in. Hoping it'll pass just like it has before. So I don't have to pick the pieces of my heart up. There is only one thing left to do. Tell you I'm in love with you. No use trying to pretend that I am not in love. I'm in love. Oh, why am I in love again? I tried so hard to hold it all in. What am I afraid of? Here I am, hoping it'll pass just like it has before. So I don't have to pick the pieces of my heart up. There is only one thing left to do. Tell you I'm in love. No use trying to pretend that I am not in love again.
Is well, I started off to say that I like sad songs typically. This one's upbeat but still sad. It's about a frog that didn't want to live anymore. I got to, you know, observe his mental anguish, I guess, one day as I was sitting watching him, and he was just a random frog. I didn't know him, but strangers can have bad days too, and then you see it, and then he just didn't seem to want to go on anymore. He kept trying to do things, so I'd move him to safety time after time, and then I'm sure since I left, he's moved on to Frog Heaven.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Theo and Brenna, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Theo and Brenna after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.